What's up, y'all? Welcome back to IQ Knowledge Junkie Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on the subject of urgency. You know, while doing research on how to be more urgent towards my goals, I ran across a valuable, life-changing piece of information from my mentor named Jim Rohn. He said, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. I'm going to say it again. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. You know, these words of wisdom allowed me to realize how I wasn't focused as I should have been on owning an NBA team and an amusement park. You know, usually I'm always reassuring myself on letting me know how possible it is to achieve those aspirations. But my sense of urgency to do so had decreased due to me being stuck on the process of how long it's taking my game to come out. You know, even though I'm aware of knowing that everything is a process, I still get discouraged in a sense when I think about the process, because I know that this game will be my breakthrough. And also, y'all know we ain't ever going outside for too long about anything or ever worried about anything, you know, because always remember this. Cast all your worries upon the Lord. And also remember something else that I learned from this information I'm telling y'all. This is what helped me deal with the discouragement in a sense. You know, always remember, cast all your worries upon the Lord. And also remember what I learned from my mentor, Jim Rohn. Another thing he said, don't let anything overly bug you. And another thing I want y'all to remember is that patience, you know, is a virtue, which means it really good things really come to those who wait upon the Lord. You know, the way I encourage myself in regain my sense of urgency about my goals was realizing that if I stop now just because the process is taking so long, then it won't ever happen. And it's just as simple as understanding as that. You know, that was my real reality check, and that needed to like inspire me. And also it helped me keep my desire towards my goals, which is the bigger picture of owning an NBA team and an amusement park, and also inspiring others in the process of doing so. And the next thing I want to speak on, you know, since I started to dwell on what I learned from Leonardo da Vinci, I realized how simpler things became about the whole ideology of urgency. You know, he said, I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. You know, with learning this information, I finally understood the real meaning of when I used to hear people say, well, I'm giving away this information. As long as I inspire at least one person, I'm good. I did my part. As long as one of y'all get the message, I did my part. You know, and I say all that to say, like, it's safe to say that I was the one person that everyone was looking to inspire with that message, only because I didn't judge the speaker despite of what they did, because I just wanted to learn something valuable in the process. You know, my mentor, Ty Lopez, calls it reverse engineering someone's success. Basically meaning, it's okay if you don't agree with someone is doing. That doesn't mean you don't take away the valuable things that you like or you hear from the person. But I say all that to say that this Leonardo da Vinci quote made total sense to me, because my urgency of doing things unimpressive is my urgency of doing things is unimpressive, especially if I'm unaware of the information of the how to. You know, it also remind me of when I heard my mentor Jim Rohn say, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. Which obviously, I'm gonna say that again, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. You know, which obviously means that work has to be put in. So, you know what I'm saying, we could talk all this affirmation stuff. I'm speaking affirmations. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Jim Rohn said, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. And like I said, which obviously means that work has to be put in. But to get back on subject, after figuring out and learning the information, I'm now aware of the fact of just knowing that knowing isn't enough. I must apply, which is called being wise. And y'all always remember, knowledge is knowing, wisdom is applying. And after applying, you know, being willing to apply isn't enough. I must actually apply if I want results. So now I say the quote again that I learned from Leonardo da Vinci, which is, I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Being willing is not enough, we must do. And you know, if you want me to explain that whole message again, just rewind it and listen to it one more time. You know, that's really my meaning and a breakdown of the whole word and the whole ideology of urgency in a sense. And the next thing I want to speak on, you know, from the moment I fell in love with how genius I was, I had became so urgent towards my goals and working on my craft as much as possible, just so I could always stay a few steps ahead, just in case an opportunity presented itself to me. It wasn't until I ran across a quote from Pablo Picasso that said, The urge to destroy is also a creative urge. I'm going to say it again. I learned it from Pablo Picasso. He said, the urge to destroy is also an urge to create, is also a creative urge. You know, this information had enlightened me on the importance of destroying my habits that didn't benefit my destiny that God had for me. You know, I remember learning from Miles Monroe. He said, the power of habit controls your destiny. So you gotta decide your habits. I'm going to say it again. He said, the power of habit can control your destiny, so you gotta decide your habits. After being aware of this information, my urge to do better towards my habits just went to a whole nother level, just because I'm aware of the detriments and the possibility of how bad my life could be if I don't, you know what I'm saying, if I don't turn my habits around. And also, in the midst of changing these habits, I can honestly say it wasn't easy, but I had an urge to get rid of it. And it also reminded me of a valuable piece of information that I learned from Jim Rohn again, y'all. This time he said, we either suffer from two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. I'm going to say that again. Jim Rohn said, he said, we either suffer from two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So with that being said, I had absolutely no problem with suffering while being disciplined, because I knew the bitterness of regret could have been much more worse had I not used my creative way of thinking to learn how to endure the discipline of getting rid of a bad habit. That was crazy what I just said. That was crazy. But the next thing I want to speak on, you know, it's rare that I say things like that, but this information from Kyle Slaughter was what really gave me like a reality check on the whole ideology of urgency. He said, you can't be the person who gets the urge to succeed sporadically. You have to be the person who always has that urge 24/7. You know, this information also worried me a bit, because even though I thought about success 24/7, I always wondered, how was I going to turn it off? You know, I found ways to cope with it by realizing that I must take things one day at a time, and how if I keep my mind on the Lord, how I'll be okay. I fortunately found balance after learning from a mentor of mine, again named Jim Rohn. He said, I'm going to say it again. He said, I don't want to be at the beach thinking like, damn, man, I don't want to be at the beach with my family thinking like, man, I got to get to the office. Man, I got to get to the office. And I don't want to be at the office thinking like, damn, man, I got to hurry up and make it back to the beach. I got to get to the beach. So basically, by the moral of the story, he said, when you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two. You know, this Jim Rohn quote also gave me a clear understanding of how important it is to remember the biblical phrase, which is to be still. And I've learned, like, while being still, I'm able to hear God more clearly than ever, which is the goal in the first place, because now that I'm this knowledgeable and I have this much wisdom, I realize how, like, I no longer want to control my life. You know, I want to leave that part up to God. Not saying that I'm perfect, but God still got his hand controlling my life. But another thing that I wanted to mention about the Kyle Snyder quote, I'll say it again, so you guys don't forget. I want y'all to remember this. He said, you can't be that person who gets the urge to succeed sporadically. You have to be that person who has that urge 24/7. And another thing about this information, it made me realize how I was able to understand a true meaning of how to control my urge of thinking about success 24/7. And it's simply because of the Jim Rohn quote that I just mentioned, and also a Jay-Z quote when he said, life is about balance. You have to have some type of balance. You have to have time for work, and there's a time for play. And if you don't allow these two things to coexist, then you have an imbalance. So the moral of this segment is, as long as I be still within my mind and let the Lord guide me, I won't be overwhelmed with the urge of always thinking about success 24/7 and how I'm going to get there. And another thing, like, since I've learned from Steve Harvey, he said, the how-to is none of your business. And he finished off by saying, he said, you just got to trust God. And ever since doing that, like, the art of telling these inspirational stories has become so effortless to me, because I'm letting the Lord control what I do. And like I said, I'm not perfect. None of us are. I just know how when it comes to decision making, especially if it's detrimental towards my dreams, I got to leave it up to God. And the last thing I want to speak on, you know, I wanted to bring back up that Pablo Picasso quote that I mentioned earlier, which is, the urge to destroy is also a creative urge. You know, when playing video games, Like, I'm comp on 2K, Madden, UFC, all that. I'm a dog on all that. But, like, when playing video games, I was always frustrated, and it made me break a lot of controllers, but it also led me to being insanely creative to get better at the game. So that's how you could compare them to. I'm going to say the quote again that I learned from Pablo Picasso, which is, the urge to destroy is also a creative urge. You know, so like I said, when I was playing games and stuff, despite of how many controllers I broke and stuff, it also led me to being insanely creative towards the game, and I got better because I was obviously frustrated that something wasn't going my way, so I reverse engineered the urge to destroy my controller and use that energy to actually learn what was frustrating me and actually get better at it. Because also, I want y'all to remember this, and I say this in every podcast, but if you want to figure out why something frustrating you, always remember it's because you're expecting it. And it's the T.D. Jakes quote, which is expectation leads to frustration. But also, like, I'm glad that I somewhat sharpened up on learning how to change that destroying urge of, like, destroying my controllers and, like, punching holes in the walls and stuff. Thank God I changed that, because I realized how, like, being angry and stuff ain't good for your heart. And also, like, I didn't want that to follow me throughout my life. And it would have had I not changed my habits of and had the urge to be able to do so to change that. I used all that energy that I was using to break controllers and punch holes in the walls and stuff whenever I get mad at the game. I used that same energy to actually help me become insanely creative towards realizing what's frustrating me and actually get better at the game. And that's all I had to speak on today. On the next episode I speak on, I'm not sure right now, but I just want to tell y'all one thing, man. The board game is about to come out. Y'all stay tuned. Weirdo Board Game Volume 1 is about to come out pretty soon. I'm in so many talks with so many great individuals. Shout out Miss Rachel Stillwell. Shout out my Auntie Bianca. Shout out Miss Martha Allen. Shout out Mr. James Howard. And last but not least, shout out to Miss Gina Manola for helping put all this together. And also, first and foremost, I just want to give my first special shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, none of this is possible without you. But yeah, y'all. And let me give y'all, my audience, a little update on my life or what's been happening. You know, ever since I'm gonna be explaining that in the seventh book. But what did I want to tell y'all? Oh, I actually took the role where I had to cut my hair off. It was a Marine TV show, and I actually cut my hair off. So the next time y'all see me, y'all ain't gonna see me. I ain't got no hair no more. I got a little shortcut. I'm still fresh, but yeah, we're going on a hiatus due to a writer strike. So possibly in October we probably be back on set. But until then, I looked at you, and it's like this is why God's so good, bro. Like, how everybody, in a sense, and no disrespect to people who have real situations going on with the writer strike, but like, if I would have been complaining about, like, the writer strike, God would have never blessed me with this much time to have on my hands to be able to make sure that the board game is as prosperous as possible. And like I said, I want to give a special shout out to those four people again, which is my Auntie Bianca, my cousin Queen, Miss Gina Manola, Miss Rachel Stillwell, Mr. James Howard, and I think I said it again, but Miss Martha Allen. And one more thing before I go, y'all, I just want to also give a special shout out to both of my nephews. Shout out Javion and Lil Jasper. Shorty the genius, man. Javion, he a genius too, but he learning from me on the game and stuff on how to be more elite at the game. But shout out to my little nephew Shorty, which is also Lil Jasper. He don't like when I call him that, but bro also helping me create a game, and I want y'all to stay tuned for that. Y'all should go check out his YouTube at GG Play Games. You'll see, like, somewhere like a purple logo or something. But that's all I had to speak on today. God is the greatest. Thank y'all so much for listening. If you've got this far, y'all know my episodes don't usually be this long, but that's all I had to speak on today. God is good.